Patient name, Travis Alley. Last name spelled A-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth, 6/27 of 84. Date of service, 3/23 of 22. This is a 37-year-old male patient here today with complaint of injury sustained to his right hand. It actually took place last night. He was doing some trailer work and accidentally got the ball of a hitch on the underside of his palm, caught in between the trailer, and sustained a blunt force contusion injury. No laceration. He is here today complaining about the dorsal surface of that right hand. He says it's very puffy, and he is wanting evaluation today. No other issues brought forth today. Period. New paragraph. His pain rating is described as a 5 of 10. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 114 over 74. Pulse 87. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.8. Oxygenation 99%. Current weight 141. Current medication, lisinopril 10 milligrams. Medical history, hypertension, surgical history, negative social history. He does smoke, a negative for drugs or alcohol, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the right hand dorsal surface is showing much edema. Palmar surface is intact and normal presentation. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the right hand, it is tender to touch on that dorsal surface. Period, new paragraph. Labs today, none. X-rays were done of the right hand, no. Osseous abnormality is identified. No fracture identified. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Blunt force trauma to that right hand. Contusion to the right hand. Patient will receive Toradol 60 milligram injection for pain control and be started on Toradol 10 milligrams four times daily, number 30. Period. New paragraph. Patient advised to not use that hand as much as possible over the next few days. Apply cold compresses. Patient will also receive a Medrol dose pack for inflammation. Patient will monitor his symptoms. I've told him to expect improvement over the next few days. He will monitor his situation and return to clinic if he's not getting significant improvement.